Welcome back to another episode of the Be Investable Podcast. This week, we are enthusiastic to have Mazen Beza join us on the show. He was the founder and CEO of four companies with annual revenues of over $25 million per year. And at 33 years old, with a team of over 100 people, he had found success, at least from where balance sheets live. However, through a series of hard lessons, embarrassing missteps, and a life-changing wake-up call, as a founder, he found a healthier and more sustainable way to enjoy success. And that's how Umaxa was formed. Mazen and his team passionately research, design, and create proven strategies and solutions that guide busy professionals towards increasing productivity, endurance, and comfort. He is a highly sought-after national health expert, speaker, and trainer. He's a doctor of pharmacy and has certifications from the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. He's also a fellow with metabolic and nutritional medicine. Without any further ado, I am looking forward to having a few brief conversations with him all about how your health can be your wealth. Mazen, I want to thank you and welcome to the Be Investable Podcast.
Hey, Michael. Thrilled to be here with you today.
And I'm looking forward to talking with you. You know, a lot of times we have on very successful entrepreneurs who have sold their company, or I have on venture capitalists, other people who are around the entrepreneurial ecosystem, helping companies with their growth and success and their funding. And we're taking a little pivot, a very important pivot today, to talk about health. And I'm going to steal your line. You often say your health is your wealth. Your company's name is Umaxa. And I want to just, let's start with a why. Why is it so important to the entrepreneur, to the founder, to a business owner to be worried about their health?
Yeah, that is actually the question of my story, and I'll share that probably in a little bit. But when it really comes to health, if you think, Michael, about all of our dreams, our ambitions, our goals, our achievements, we need a solid foundation for them to be built on, right? Just like if you're building an amazing home, you got to have a solid foundation for it. If you're building an amazing company, you have to have a solid foundation for it. And when it comes to all these things, goals, dreams, ambitions, achievements, one of the most important foundations that we need to build them on is our health. Because the reality is, as our health deteriorates, there's a lot of things could go wrong with our ability to work, with our ability to focus, our ability to lead, and our ability to generate further wealth. So we always say your health nurtures your longevity, and your longevity nurtures your prosperity.
Got it. So I guess the next thing is, you talk about why. So how can someone start focusing on their health? I mean, I'm sure you've heard it, and you know, you and I were in preparing for this call, we talked about, I'm busy. I got family and work I got to balance. I don't have the time to be focused on this. It's easier to pick something. You've heard it all, obviously, given what you do. But how do you start to make that paradigm shift to make health the priority to really drive your wealth?
Yes, Michael, I've heard it and I've done it and I've been there. And that's really why I started Umaxa. Because for me as an entrepreneur, I was just really with that. I came always across with that faulty thinking that in order for me to compete, in order for me to achieve, there's some sacrifices I have to give up. And one of the big sacrifices I, you know, decided to give up in that case is, like, to build wealth, I have to give up my health. So we skip food or scarf food, or we don't sleep well, we don't move well, we don't breathe well, we don't connect with our loved ones well. And that all has effects and it adds up. And the reality is, you know, for me, my balance sheet was growing, but my life was out of balance in so many areas. And that is not the life I think any entrepreneur that is making success wants to live usually, but it is just the faulty thinking because of the grind mind conditioning that sometimes we get conditioned through with the societal, you know, processes. But overall, you know, when it comes to health, I think I also like to say, I'm not really here talking about health from kind of just a philosophical standpoint. I'm talking about health in a way that is actually functional. Physical health, emotional health, right? And also spiritual health. And when we talk about that, all these things lead into the ideas of one of the questions I ask myself every morning, am I treating myself and my health as an asset or as a liability? Because I think if we start to think about that question, are you treating your health as an asset or as a liability? It starts to actually make a different shift of how we approach our day and our moments through the day. And really, being healthy, it's so much easier to maintain it than try to regain it later on after we develop sickness and we have to buy medications and we have to see doctors. And I'm a pharmacist, right? I've sold 10 millions of pills. I could say that, right? And I discovered that after I've done all that, that there is really no magic pill. It all starts with what we really put into what we do every day with our health and our habits and our processes.
So you gave a good analogy of an asset versus a liability. So let's say you wake up.
I knew you were going to like that one, Michael.
Of course, right? So now I wake up and I go, I got a lot of liability. What do I do from there? Where do I go? What are the next steps? And how do I handle this?
Yeah, very good question, Michael. And again, I go back to actually, that's really how I was in the past. I mean, at one point, I looked at my lunch as a productivity thief because I thought it takes time for me to eat lunch and it takes away from my time to answer emails, get back to my employees, conduct some meetings, do some sales calls, right? But the reality is, here's the thing, I think when it comes to us achievers, and obviously a lot of probably the listeners in this podcast are achievers and very self-driven, is that we look at our health and the habits that we need to do to make our health be sustained as this whole massive goal that needs to happen, right? When we say get healthy, somebody might think, man, I need to go eat. I need to follow the best diet and I need to probably exercise 6 times a day, a week. And I need to, you know, like sleep probably like 8 to 9 hours a day. And that sense of overwhelm, we end up doing none of it, right? So a lot of time when I say, if there is something that you feel like, you know, I need to make a change on, I always say, pick one thing and do it for at least 66 days. Because when it goes back to habits, and we're all with you, Max, so we talk a lot about healthy habits, the whole faulty thinking of it takes 21 days to make a habit. That is actually not true. The most recent research shows it could take 66 to 180 days to make a habit stick. So when you pick multiple habits and you try to make a change all at once, that's where the overwhelm happens. And that's where, frankly, the sense of failure starts to grow, right? It was like, man, gotcha. You know what? I can't do it. Skip it. I don't know.
So it's a simple challenge of, hey, just start drinking a little more water. Start doing one thing and build that habit one at a time.
I would say also, Michael, to actually look at health that is not, or even just those healthy habits, that is not, it's not a task. It's not a task. It's not a just a goal that we're really trying to accomplish. It is really more of a lifestyle that we have to maintain in order for us to continue to prosper, in order for us to continue to achieve and continue to do what we really need to do in life.
Got it. So we've talked about the company's name, Umaxa, a few times. And
yes.
Tell me, what is Umaxa? Why did it start? Could we spend a couple minutes there?
Yes, happy to. It's my favorite topic, as you know. Yeah, so Umaxa is a company that I started about, you know, a couple of years ago, and it's really focused on serving entrepreneurs and busy professionals to help them increase their productivity through healthy habits. Because what you talked about earlier is like one of the biggest problems a lot of us as professionals and entrepreneurs and achievers we get stuck with is like, how do we implement these habits in our life? Even if we're dealing with a very busy life with a lot of demands, a lot of pressures, a lot of things that are, you know, a lot of people that are asking for things from us. And that's what we really do at Umaxa. We take all the science, we take all the complicated concepts, and we make them simpler, we make them sustainable, and we make them practical. So it fits your life instead of you fitting into it.
So everyone who raises their hand after hearing that saying, that's me, I'm sure there's some healthy denial in my listeners too. But for everyone who just heard it, they're saying, okay, well, that's me. How did he know that's how I feel? How did he know that's who I am? They go to your site. What can they expect? Or what are the secrets to start getting healthy? And I'm not necessarily asking you to tell them what to be doing. We'll lay that to the next question. But they go to Umaxa. What's in it for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's in it for them really? And I have to share this. I think I want to go back into the point of why even Umaxa started, right? Like for me as an entrepreneur, I've built, you know, very successful businesses, and I've, you know, operated a business that had more than 25 million, north of 25 million in revenue every year with over 100 employees. But the reality is, Michael, like there's something, a challenge I've always had, which is great. I know health is important. I think none of us could deny that health is important. The question is like, how do you make healthy habits to be something that you could actually incorporate into your life every day and something that actually sustains your performance, sustains your productivity, sustains your energy? And that's really what they will find at Umaxa. Everything I built actually at Umaxa, particularly our blog, blog.umaxa.com, is everything we've structured in there is about like how to eat for peak performance, how to sleep for better recovery and to increase performance or productivity, how to produce better energy to serve you throughout the day and to do what you need to do. And frankly, also how to spend time with the family, because one of the important components to our health, and there is a say as a pharmacist, I say, connection is a pharmacy, right? Because the more connections we have professionally and personally at a deeper level, the more we produce feel good hormones that allows us to actually continue and sustain that. So I even get into that level. It's not just all work, but it's really a lot of it also stem at home and what we do at home with our
perfect
family.
Love that. Thank you for that. So before we wrap up here, I want to ask you, so I got to ask for some golden nuggets here. If someone's like, okay, I want to be in action because we're overachievers here, right? And then we say, hey, I want to do something. Can you give us a couple of things? They stopped listening to us today. What could they do to go just supercharge the morning tomorrow?
Great point. So here's one analogy I would say, like for us as achievers, we're like professional athletes and elite athletes, right? And we know how elite athletes operate their day, right? It's very regimented. They got pre-game routines. They got game time routines during the, you know, their performance, and then they get post-game routine. So I encourage you as an entrepreneur, as a busy professional, to start to look into your day in the same way. What are your pre-game routines? What are your game time routines that you do during lunch and during the afternoon hours? And what are your post-game routine after the end day at home, like to recharge and sleep? I'll start with the morning. Let's go with the pre-game routine, because that's always, the morning is one of my favorite areas, because I think the way we set up our day really sets up our performance and energy throughout the day. So there are like four things. I would say, to make things simple, Michael, I have this, after I conducted a lot of research, I interviewed different entrepreneurs and I actually looked into some of the best athletes. There are four areas, I call them the morning multipliers, because if you do these four things, you actually ending up having great morning and usually probably a great afternoon and an evening. Number one, hydrate. Believe it or not, I know it sounds simple, hydrate. Like, why would I care about drinking water? We lose almost about half a liter of water when we sleep from respiration and from sweating. Now, 2% reduction in our water content in our body could reduce our mental performance by 20%. So imagine waking up with already 20% reduction in mental performance and you feel like, I just need to chug out more coffee. What we really need is probably more water to hydrate our brain and our cells. So that's number one, hydrate. Number two, generate. If you live in any professional life, we know that a lot of times, the moment we pick up our phone, we lose track of our agenda. That's the reality. Clients emailing you, people texting you, you know, emails are like, has to be responded to. So the best moment is really to take a few minutes. And I say literally a few minutes. Remember we said, make it simple. And like, you know, it doesn't have to be a major thing. 2 minutes to just take a good breath, to take a minute for a meditation, a prayer, journaling, a moment of gratitude, because that moment generates your soul and it generates your energy, and you need that for the rest of the day. And probably that's the time that you own, is that morning time. I know, Michael, you're an early riser. I mean, I know not a lot of people are, and there's actually some research showing not necessarily that for you to be the most successful, you have to be the earliest riser in the world anymore, but I know you are naturally. And I know you spend actually a lot of time in the morning meditating and doing a lot of these, you know, activities, because you tell me, what do you think have been the difference for you?
It's doing some of these things in the morning, right? It's how you set your day. It's how you rhythm for the whole day.
Yeah. So hydrate, generate. The third point, I would say, activate. Like, take a minute or two. Now, sure, can you go for a full workout and like, you know, maybe a Peloton bike or do like, you know, a full session at the gym? Yes. But at least take 2 to 3 minutes to do just some jumping jacks, some stretches, because that activates the body. It loosens up the muscles. It gets actually the lymphatic system flowing. So we could actually have the best energy and the best tune that we need for the morning. And my last item, we say accelerate. And this is actually the moment that a lot of entrepreneurs make the biggest mistake with, which is they do not eat breakfast, or they eat a horrible breakfast. Aside from intermittent fasting, right? If someone is already doing intermittent fasting following a protocol, good for them. But if they're not, skipping or scarfing breakfast is one of the most important pieces that could determine your energy, your focus, and your productivity for the next few hours.
Wow, those are awesome. I love those four. Thank you for sharing those. And I'm sure there's plenty more if they go visit you at the website.
blog.umaxa.com. Absolutely, awesome. There's a lot there.
Perfect. And then the last thing I want to ask you, I've been looking forward to asking this question. When you hear Be Investable, what does that mean to you?
Yes, Be Investable. I gotta say, Michael, I mean, you're a person I know for a while, so I'm not gonna really compliment you, but that's a pretty cool name. I always think it's actually something I always kind of keep resonating in my head all the time. It's like, am I being investable in this moment, right? Be Investable to me is really to develop the mindsets, the capabilities, the skills, and the relationships to increase your returns and minimize your risks. So whatever that is for that, you know, for me is like, a lot of time is like, great, if it's a business, then how can I have the right skills, the right processes, the right systems, and the right relationships to increase my returns and minimize my risks? So that's what Be Investable means to me.
Well, it means a lot to hear you share with me what it means to you, because I don't think we've ever had that conversation. So thank you for that. And I want to thank you for your time. I know you're busy and you're traveling around doing a lot to really assist not just entrepreneurs, but busy professionals. Yep. And how they can be more productive, create longevity, and have their health be their wealth. And so I acknowledge you for everything you do, and I want to thank you for your time on the show here today.
My pleasure, Michael. It's so exciting to be here. And thank you for everything you do, too. You're making great things in the world, and I appreciate having to be on your show here.
Thanks so much for having you.
Take care, Michael. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, the latest episode of the Be Investable podcast. Until next time, stay investable. In the meantime, check out our magazine by going to www.getinvestable.com/magazine and subscribe for a free issue. Thanks again for tuning in, and we look forward to talking with you soon.